we start with questions in English for initial Corey, please?
Kenny, how were you able to hold up physically, and how did you feel physically today compared to the end of the Raonic match?
It was okay. Yesterday was, you know, my body was tight, and I was a little bit tired yesterday, but today was almost, you know, not 100%, but close to, you know, feeling pretty good with my body, and it's great for my confidence, you know, play 2-5 sets straight and a lot of 7-6, and yeah, it was, you know, a tough game, especially after losing 4 set, you know, it was very close tiebreak, and I was playing much better in third and fourth, and I have more confidence to get in the fifth set. So, you know, I tried to focus on my fourth service game, and just took one chance in the end.
Are these two matches that you think that 4, 5, 6 months ago, or maybe before Michael started working with you, you could have won both of these in the past?
I don't know. I always love to play 5 sets, and I think I have good records for, you know, winning the third or fifth sets. So it's not like I love to play 5 sets, but I have a lot of confidence to play in the fifth. You know, I get more concentration, and my tennis is getting better. Playing, you know, 4th or 5th sets. So, yeah, this too much. It's gonna help for sure.
Given your concerns entering the tournament about your fitness and physical health, are you surprised that you have held up in the way that you have?
A little bit, yes. Because especially I didn't play much tennis. I was doing a lot of fitness training before 2 weeks, but I wasn't hitting too much. Started play points in a few days ago before the tournament. So
when you say fitness training, what sorts of things?
Other than tennis, like
cardiovascular.
Yeah, cardio, a lot of weight training. Everything, like pool workouts.
So what do you think about so far your US Open?
Yeah, it's been great. Especially playing good. All the matches, and yeah, especially these two matches, you know, beating top 10 players, and it's very look forward to playing semis.
What has Michael added?
How did the two of you meet, and what do you think? How big of a difference does it make having him as your coach? And the third thing is, can you actually celebrate a little bit or be happy for your win right now?
Yes, I'm happy, you know, to win this match today. But, you know, the tournament is not still going. So, we started end of last year, and it's been working well. Him and Dante is working me very hard, and a lot of practice on the court, and a couple things to change my tennis. You know, a little more aggressive than before, and stepping more, and you know, a little bit minor change, and it's been working well. So I'm very happy that communication.
How did the two of you come together? You and Michael Chase. How did that happen?
We met first time in 2 years ago in exhibition in Japan, and I was looking for, you know, coach end of last year, and he was the one came up, and yeah, it's been working well, so I love it now.
Can you look ahead to your potential opponent in the next round?
I don't know, we'll see. Both players are going to be tough. So I don't know, not much to say.
When you got out of here Monday or Tuesday morning, what time did you get into bed, and were you able to go to sleep, and how did that affect your day from having the late match the other night?
I slept at 6 a.m. That was a little bit tough because I never had that experience, and but always, you know, good to win after 2:30 a.m. and
were you able to sleep before?
Yeah, I had a little bit jet lag that today, but no, it's good. It's good. My body is good. So.
Michael is very is known for his mental toughness, and do you see that similarity in that? And also, second question is, what did Michael say to you after this big one, if you could share that with us?
Yeah, he's also helping me mental too. You know, very strong mental he has, and you know, he's telling me a lot of things to stay focused in the match and never get frustrated too much and always pumped up yourself. And he told me congrats, you know, to win this battle in 2 in a row. And but he also said, you know, it's not done, so, you know, stay focused and try to recover these 2 days, and hopefully I have another good one, next one.
I think that's my final question. How have the people in Japan responded? Have you heard anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I live in US, so I don't get much news. I mean, all my friends, you know, congrats me, but I hope it's big news in Japan.
Do you have any family here with you?
Yeah.
Who's here?
Parents.
With your parents are here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they often travel or not too often?
Yeah, all the grand slams.
All the grand slams.
You live in the States, but how does it feel to be the first Japanese man to make the semis at the U.S. Open in nearly 100 years?
Yeah, very honored to be, you know, to make the history, and I always love to play here because I feel a little bit like home, you know. It's very close where I live, and also a lot of Asian and Japanese fans come up, and always fun to play here, so I always enjoy it.
Any more questions in English from Nishikori? Start with Japanese.